Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. E! Always ready.
You like doing that.
Always
yeah.
ready.
You're always ready to go.
We're at Cheeky's in South Philly on Packer Ave, our Monday home during Eagles season. Coming up at 6, the Brandon Graham Show. BG will be here and join me and Elliot Shore Parks for an hour. And then the Players Lounge with IQ Douglas, Elliot, and special guest this week, Cooper DeGene.
You're just interrogating BG for an hour?
Before Jack yes. gets into his game balls.
Thank you.
Yep.
You sometimes forget, I know I do, how many Philadelphia fans are in this area, man. Like nights like last night.
Oh, right.
It reminds me, like, my goodness.
How many people there
yes.
are.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
To me, the biggest difference between Philly and the other places I've lived, New York area, Chicago, L.A., mm-hmm. is that here, there's fewer people here than those places, but here, everybody cares.
Yep.
It's not like some people care about sports or, you know, Chicago and New York. One likes this baseball team. The other one likes that right. baseball team. Here, it is a way of life and part of how we live in a way that I think it's really only Boston is the only other city that's like this.
I'm thinking what other city, after winning the conference title game, takes to the streets like we do, man.
Like a parade.
Just give us a reason.
I was literally sitting at home amazed at this. Like, we didn't even win the Super Bowl yet, and look at what we're doing. Like, this is, man, it's a, you're right. When these teams in this city get to this point, the community effect of everybody supporting the team, man, it's like no other. And with this team, no offense, Jack.
Uh-huh.
With this team, it's everybody.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
It's everybody.
It is literally everybody, man.
I'm so used to how it is here that when I was working in New York, I would walk down streets, and I figured I would just see lots of people wearing Yankees gear and
right.
Giants gear. You can walk for blocks and not see one. You can't walk 5 feet in Philadelphia yeah. without seeing somebody
my goodness.
With Eagles gear on.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
My goodness.
We are definitely everyone here is a lunatic.
Yeah.
It's just like is a total lunatic.
So I had Torrey ask
it's
me.
It's awesome.
Torrey Smith asked me yesterday off the air, was catching up, and he's asked me about doing this and radio, and he's like, you never want to leave or, you know, going into something. I said, brother, when you got it this good, where are you going? I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
Like I don't have that aspiration of being on NFL Network or going this place or going that place. I'm like, this is where I'm the man at here. Like, this, what better place to be than right here in Philadelphia, man?
It's like no
it's
other
crazy,
place.
Man. It's like no, man. It's amazing.
And when
it
you really get is. To and when you get to work with two absolute clowns, it just really it
imagine
enhanced.
How good it's going to be for you when they finally free you from us.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
All right, let's get to
all
the,
right, Fritzy.
Yeah,
right,
let's get to the best part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Oh, the crowd's cheering. Yep. They know what time it is.
Yeah.
Also puts a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel no pressure. I do this in my sleep.
Yeah, let's hear it for Fritz.
Yeah. Nah. So, I'm going to give one honorable mention ball.
Feels like cheating.
Well, it is a little bit like cheating.
Okay.
I want to give an honorary ball to Will Shipley. He forced the fumble.
Yep.
He got caught in the 70-yarder, and he got his first touchdown.
Yep.
Exciting whites, man.
Yep. For the culture.
He's joining the group. He's in.
Yep.
Making plays
out there. We have three of them now.
Yep.
Yep.
We get so many. My fifth.
Or Brent Covey, too.
Nah.
Y'all hating, man.
He's not even on the active roster.
Is he going to be back for the Super Bowl?
He led the team. He led the league in punt return yardage last year.
He did. Well, was it net yardage?
He did 2 years.
No, he was good last year.
Okay.
Yeah. My fifth game ball is going to, I know Spike loves when I do this, the combination of Dickerson and Juergens. But it matters, Spike, because they're together. Dickerson got the first half, and then Juergens took the second half. I don't think I've ever seen that before. I've never seen... What? We're just in the middle of this?
I mean, what are we doing?
You would think that the professionals on this show would realize that we're back from segments.
Well,
do this in the midday show.
Yeah.
This is... All right. Might as well wait. Classy.
Yeah.
Trying to do a program
here. It is wild in here right now.
I understood midday Chuck doing it. But
Chuck from Mount Airy and Yoshi leading the fight song charge.
We were just...
And Chickies.
Sorry, I was completely distracted by that. That's on me. That's on me. I would have gotten mad if you did that while I was talking, so I apologize.
Start over.
Dickerson and Juergens.
They deserve it. They deserve it.
They do. I think this is a legitimate give a one game ball because they occupied the same position on the field.
Each for one half.
Landon Dickerson playing center while he couldn't even walk on the sideline. Center, by the way, where you have to bend over and then stand up. And then stop a, 300-pound guy from running you over, and he couldn't even stand up, was unreal. And I keep going back to the fact that Cam Juergens, it must have been pretty bad for him to not start the game. And then to find a way with a back injury to get in there and be good enough to have the second half that they had. It was just like the toughness that those guys showed and the dedication that they had to the team, like the team aspect of that was incredible to me. I loved watching that yesterday.
Yeah. Nah, men were men.
I did. I did.
The fourth game ball I'm giving to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, heading into yesterday, had only one game in his playoff career as an Eagle, over 30 yards receiving, which is crazy given how good of a player he is. And, I mean, he was A.J. Brown yesterday. He looked fast again, which is good, because I thought the last couple weeks he struggled to get away from some cornerbacks. And, I mean, yesterday he just went off. So, A.J. Brown.
What was his final line?
96 yards?
Okay. Yeah. Nine catches, right, or six?
I thought it was eight. For 96. But regardless.
Yep.
He was good. Third game ball given to Zach Bond. Feels like he's on this every week. Teflon Bond. Forced fumble yesterday, yet again. Early in the game. Flipped the game early.
Are we giving that forced fumble to him?
He punched it out. The peanut punch.
I know. I saw another replay of that. It looked like Coop might have
Cooper.
Knocked, yeah, well, yeah. Like Cooper knocked that out.
At 7 o'clock, I guarantee you're going to say Coop had the fourth fumble.
Damn right I am.
Wait, was that the one that
it was early
Blankenship?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So we had Coop knock it out, Blankenship pick it up.
I was tweeting the exciting rights yesterday.
Bond, we get a half for Bond, or I don't know what Bond's deal is.
I'll go down there.
Okay. There we go.
I get the point, though.
Okay.
The second game ball goes to Saquon, of course. You know, Saquon, he was obviously great running the ball yesterday. The one time I didn't take him for three touchdowns, he scored it, per usual.
Seriously.
And he went down at the
one. I had him last week for three, and he didn't get the three.
And he went down at the one after a big run.
Again.
Yeah. He does that once a game. And that's how Jalen gets all the quote-unquote rush touchdowns.
Was that the one where we had all the tush pushes?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. That play.
It could have saved Cam Juergens' back if he just got in the end zone.
Poor Cam Juergens has that, what was his name? What's the guy's name?
Frankie Louvu.
Frankie Louvu jumping on his back 10 times.
Yeah.
What an insult.
But I thought Saquon had, and this is because I'm a football guy, I thought he had some really good blitz pickups yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know the one on the fourth and five, he was holding him. Frankie Louvu, but who cares?
Only if they call it.
So I thought Saquon actually, from a blocking standpoint, I thought that was actually an important part of the offense yesterday.
It was, and I don't think he's been so-so as a blocker, I would say, this year. But I thought that was his best game as a blocker.
And Boomer really said that. Remember when we had Boomer on after they got him?
It.
And he said that he wasn't a very good pass blocker. So it was good to see yesterday. But number one, obviously, is QB1. So take that. You're going to give him credit, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he was great yesterday. Hit the breaking news sounder.
Jalen Hurts, yeah, yes.
Dominated yesterday. Yes. If he does it in 2 weeks, guess what? You have all your top five lists all you want.
What does that mean? You're going to quit? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll give it up.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Maybe. For a week. Listen, if he does that in another big game, the second Super Bowl of a dominating performance.
Doesn't just win, but you mean dominating.
It's pretty hard.
You know what? I'm going to sit back and watch. I'm sitting back and watch which one of you bail first.
Which way?
Well, to where you start giving Jalen credit.
Well, I've already started giving him credit for that. I have.
You're not. Well, I know. Yeah. But you're not a Jalen fan.
Okay. You got me on that one. I'm an Eagles fan.
Yes. Yes, of course you're an Eagles fan.
You know,
yes.
You know what the other thing with him is? And this is I always compare him to Ben. He's so hard to know as like a...
Sure, yes.
As like a personality.
Yeah, he doesn't seem human.
When I hear Saquon talking, I feel like I know who that guy is.
Right.
When I hear AJ talking, I feel like I know who that guy is. When I hear Jalen talking, I feel like I... He's a person, obviously, but I don't get anything from that.
No.
It's hard to connect emotionally, I feel like, sometimes when somebody is like that.
Yeah.
And it makes it even more difficult.
I think it's by design.
I think so, too.
I think it's by design. I think he has a shield up that it allows him to operate that way and be comfortable. So it almost prepares you for when negativity comes.
What did you think of the outfit showing up yesterday?
Ooh! Listen, I called him Nino Brown, New Jack City.
Okay, yeah.
He had the beret on.
Backwards Kango.
Yeah, backwards Kango. I like the black and the tan, brownish kind of color there. I like that. He had the jacket in his hand, so I knew it was a suit jacket. Yeah, I was good with the fit.
Okay.
Now, listen, nobody comes sharper than Devontae. Smitty comes sharp every week.
Oh, does he? I feel like I don't see his photos so much.
Yeah, Smitty, he's in a suit just about every week.
See, I like what AJ shows up in because he shows up in a Honda.
A Honda,
And do you think he went to there and said, hey, tell him Fritz sent you?
I don't think he showed up in a Honda yesterday. He showed up in that Honda with that book and got one catch.
Yeah,
one catch that game.
To be clear, it was the book's fault that time.
Yeah.
The car's great.
This hour is brought to you by God Adorned Window. Take advantage of God Adorned Window's big winter sale. Get 40% off through January, all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Do we give OK Andrew another chance?
Yeah. I'm going to give him another
chance. Shout out to all the alumni that came yesterday, too. A lot of guys here yesterday.
Oh, who was there?
So, I saw Chris Long. I saw Bo Allen.
I saw Bo Allen. So, feels like Bo Allen's been there a lot more lately.
Yep.
They're just Eagles
Fletch
fans
has been
now.
Back.
Yeah.
Freaking Pete Davidson's there again. I know he's not alumni. What is the deal with Pete Davidson?
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
It's an odd one. I agree.
Fletch was there. Torrey was there.
Yep.
Bradley Cooper was there. Folesy was there.
B. West.
The Foles.
Trot. Yep. Trot was there, obviously.
Yep.
Big Trot. I saw Freddie Mitchell was in the building yesterday.
Nice.
4th and 26 in there yesterday.
Nice.
We're booing Freddie Mitchell? All right.
Some wounds never heal.
Yep. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
Hey, can y'all finally hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you sound much better.
Yes. That was on you, buddy, not on
what do you mean us
with the finally.
All right. So what I was going to ask Fritz is, was Fritz at the Hard Rock on Saturday with his Commanders fans? I don't know.
I was. I told him to go there.
Figured that. But yep. I'm going to tell you guys, I told you so. I mean, I've been feeling soupy since I don't even know when. I told you guys that a while ago.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, Nolan Smith, Saquon.
Oh, this is where we just name all the players.
Name them all, yeah.
Well, right. Okay. Well,
Jalen Carter.
I've had my take on Nolan Smith for a while, that he's going to do great things, and he has done great things.
Yeah.
And
why have we heard that take?
So, Jalen Hurts, one of the most efficient QBs in the league. I'll throw some stats at you so you guys can think about it.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Great.
Since the Tampa game, he's had a 29-4 touchdown to turnover ratio and 69.1% completion percentage. And he's had one loss since he played, which is the Tampa game, that he's fully played. He's made adjustments on the last three Saquon runs. So what do you guys want him to do? What else?
Okay.
Do that again.
You're right. Just play how he played yesterday more often.
All right. And he will. He can do that. He usually plays pretty efficient.
That's great.
So
okay.
I'll make you a bet. If we win the Super Bowl, you guys cannot slander Jalen Hurts until our next regular season loss. Deal?
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a long time.
I'm not... Okay, what if he loses? Okay, a bet usually involves, like, what happens if he loses? What do you have to do?
My five critiques of Jalen Hurts.
No. What a loss for everyone. We lose the Super Bowl and then another list from you?
I cannot talk great about Jalen Hurts until we make the postseason next season.
You have to get a tattoo of my face on your forehead.
Well, I don't need to do tattoos, but I'll do something. You guys figure it out.
Okay, all right, we'll figure it out.
All right.
Okay. And hopefully we don't have to come up with propositions because hopefully he plays well and hopefully they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I want him to win the Super Bowl. Why am I going to bet against them winning the Super Bowl? I don't want to do that. AJ in Canada. You're on WIP. What's up, AJ?
Canada.
That's what it says.
From the 6.
AJ?
Yes, sir. From the 6. Thank you.
Wow.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Sorry if there's a little bit of background noise. I just want to say, man, you guys have been giving Jalen Hurts a lot of flack for the last little while, but I'll tell you something. He is killing it. Guaranteed one of the top 5 to 6 quarterbacks that will actually take you to the playoffs and win. Doesn't matter if he's not getting the stats and all the fancy stuff, but he is killing it. And I came down for the NFC Championship game yesterday. Broad Street knows how to party. You guys have an amazing vibe. And you know what? Howie Roseman killed it in the last couple of seasons with his drafting, especially on the defensive side.
Yep. All right. Look, it took a while, but we started to get a little more I told you so's.
Yep. Did take a few hours.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, they've earned it.
Totally.
They've earned it.
I knew what today was going to be.
Yeah. Well, you've been up since 4 a.m.
up since 4 o'clock.
Preparing for it.
Yeah, I did. I did. Tossing and turning.
What I need a heart rate monitor and a lie detector on Jack for the entire Super Bowl. I want to sit there with him with the lie detector on him and the heart rate monitor.
I don't think you will like the results.
Really? Oh, that Super Bowl is going to be nuts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it's going to be nuts. We got to win this thing.
Yes.
Man.
We have to win this thing.
That sounds like a topic. Do the Eagles have to win this?
Is it a must win or can't lose?
But they do. Like, there's so much. Like, again, we don't know how much longer Lane's going to play here.
Yeah.
We don't know how much we're going to get a year like Saquon has had. Yep. Vic Fangio is older. I mean, hopefully he's here for the next 4 years, but yep. I would like to at least get one out of the way.
Yeah.
And by the way, Vic Fangio's never won a Super Bowl. Like, this guy's been in football for so long. Like,
he's never even been on a staff.
Him finally being able to get it done as like a
defensive
coordinator.
That trophy?
That's special. I just
relative health as well.
Yeah, and we know what the record is with teams who make the Super Bowl and lose the following year. So until that changes, I guess you got to chalk up that to next year. Like, they have to get it done.
And next year we have more road games and we're going to have a tougher schedule.
Yes.
So we know the opponents already, but we know the scheduling is also set up of when you play them, how many games on the road consecutive that you have. So we only get 8 home games next year, and we get 9 road games.
Well, luckily, this year we really only had 8 home games, right? Because Brazil was a home game.
Right.
So it was a fake home game.
But they charged us, yes.
Right, with a home game.
Yes.
God, we really got screwed in that one, to be honest with you.
Well, but then we got an extra home game in the playoffs.
We did.
Yeah.
By accident, but we definitely got it. 215-592-9494. Big V and Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Oh, listen. Since I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say, since Spike, you admitted that Jalen did well, Fritz is still a little bit on the fence, but you know what? We've got time. A Super Bowl, I think, you know, he'll change his mind about it. But, man, wasn't that a great game Sunday?
Amazing.
All I got to say is this. Victory! How's that, Ike?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Good for something, I guess.
I can use with that.
Buzz?
Evangeline is in the studio again.
He must be drinking that Ike juice.
Seriously, Buzz, what are you guys doing?
This guy was cursing me out off the air here.
Big V was?
No, another caller.
Ah,
look,
nice.
Guys, have a great
sounds
day.
Like Chuck Horn and Jerry.
All right, Big
oh,
V.
It's definitely right. Chuck Horn Jerry.
All right, Big V.
Love you, Big V.
Wait, who is the other guy that curses Buzz out all the
Chris and Pensauga.
Chris and Pensauga.
Oh,
your other good.
But then he backed down.
Yeah.
He did back
Let's
down.
Let's not go back down that road again.
Coward.
Who was yelling at you off the air, Buzz?
Yeah.
A caller's never called in before.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Was he yelling about me and Jack?
Partially, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it couldn't be you. You haven't like, done it unless he was disappointed in your lack of Ike juice drops. Wasn't yelling at you.
215-592-9494. Aiden in Haynesport. You're on WIP. Aiden, where is Haynesport?
It's right next to Mount Laurel, just like 30 minutes outside of Philly.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I just want to say, everybody even here now is saying how the Eagles should be scared of the Chiefs. I think that's insane. Patrick Mahomes should be terrified right now. We have a big, bad man named Jalen Carter who is coming for him. Everybody on that defense is going to make February 9th hell for the Chiefs. If I was Mahomes, I would be terrified. This is a game for the Eagles to win, and I can't see absolutely anything else coming out of this game.
I don't think Patrick Mahomes is terrified, if I'm going to be honest with you. He's not going to be. I don't think – I actually – you're talking about people being scared of the Chiefs. I actually don't feel that vibe. I think what fans here will have and what the Eagles will have is a healthy respect for who the Chiefs are and what they've done. And there's not a ton of teams in NFL history who have accomplished what they've accomplished with a coach and a quarterback who are going to the Hall of Fame. Patrick Mahomes is only 29 years old. It's actually insane to think about.
And now these dudes played at their 40. He got a whole another decade to play.
I think what everyone has is a healthy respect for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think that's what everyone should have. But I don't think people are scared of the Chiefs. This particular Chiefs team, while they find a way every week, they haven't been dominant. They've just won almost every game, which is weird to say that they're, 17-2 this year and they haven't been dominant. But they haven't. They've just done exactly what they've needed to win. So I think. Thank you for the call, Aiden. I think everybody just respects the Chiefs, which is the right way to play it.
Two of the better scoring defenses as well.
Yep.
Might need to look at the under in this game.
It feels like a game played in the low 20s.
Yeah.
Which means it's going to be in the 30s.
What is it, 40.5, 41.5? I haven't looked into total.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
So, Spike, if you were as nervous as you were for the Commanders, are you waiting for next week for the Chiefs' nerves?
His nerves to pop in?
I can't, because I don't really sense, I actually sense more confidence from you today than I did on Friday. I know it's like a little Spike AMA, but I'm...
So the answer is yes, I am, because... There's no Super Bowl to get to anymore. See, a lot of my nerves were not getting to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
You know, like that the run would end. But that doesn't exist anymore. The thing that I'm worried about...
We're definitely not in house money territory, though.
No.
Just glad to
they
be.
They got to win.
Oh, hell no. Ain't
they
no
got
house
win.
Money. No way.
But I have heard that, and I know we're different people, but I have heard that Marks was nervous all of 22 and then got to the Super Bowl and was confident and we lost. So
that sounds about right.
It does sound about right.
So if that is true, then shouldn't I just stay nervous? I'm just not nervous.
Well, I know. That's why I'm actually surprised.
That was the best performance of the Eagles season.
What?
It was the most complete performance of the Eagles season. So, and most of my nerves coming into Washington, remember, the game against Green Bay, not particularly impressive.
Uh-huh.
The game against the Rams, not particularly impressive. But coming off of this game, it's just different.
Well, it's funny. Because a lot of people made the comp when they beat the Rams of the Falcons game in 17.
Yes.
And then immediately they blew out the Vikings.
Right.
Just like yesterday.
Which is similar. Yeah. Yeah, the nerves that you felt before. For the Washington game, I've never been as nervous as I was for that game.
Nice.
For a football game. But this, I don't feel it yet. Maybe it'll burn. I got 2 weeks.
I know.
Maybe it'll come.
Got to pace yourself.
49.5.
That's a big
that's
over
total?
Under.
Oh,
so it's going over then.
Yeah. Well... 2 years ago, 38-35? Is that what Super Bowl was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst defenses.
Yes, for sure. All right. 215-592-9494. Half hour left for you to get in the WIP afternoon show. We're going to the Super Bowl. the Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickie's here at 6. A lively Chickie's and Pete's, I would
lively.
Say.
Lively. It is a spirited Chickie's and Pete's.
Spirited
today.
Chickie's and Pete's. And then the Players Lounge coming up at 7 with Ike and Hugh and Elliot and, of course, Cooper DeGene, Coop, this week's guest. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All righty. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back. And this time, it's every Manning for himself. Now, in the Super Bowl, this Super Bowl, two legends will take the field in a sudden death field goal showdown as Peyton versus Eli, live from New Orleans, one kick to claim the ultimate family bragging rights. Now, who will rise to the moment? Pick your winner now in the FanDuel app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you back the right brother, you'll earn a share of $10 million in bonus bets. It's the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3. Make your free pick and don't forget to tune in to watch the showdown live during Super Bowl 59 pregame show on Fox at 3 p.m. Eastern. May the best Manning win. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/Ike and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. I
cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Get the lighters up.
Really let me say, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Louder!
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
That was the best one. Yeah! It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Radio Row is done for.
They're not ready.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You think anybody's going to sing along with us there?
By the end of the week.
Yeah.
I actually think there could be a positive movement out of the Creed thing.
You think so? Everyone does it?
Well, listen, we're definitely going to get on somebody's nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. We're starting fights in Radio Row.
Just for no one who's been to Radio Row, it sounds more glamorous than it is.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No.
So essentially what you're talking about in the middle, there are big setups everywhere, but essentially what you're talking about in the middle are just a bunch of tables of guys doing radio shows next to each other in a mostly quiet big ballroom.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Us singing as loud as we sing,
yes,
in the middle of that is going to echo through it and ruin everyone's show who is also broadcasting.
Yeah, but you know what it's going to do?
What?
All press is good press. There's going to be a lot of people asking,
yeah,
what's up with that show?
Yeah.
So we're going to get on people's radars. I hope we annoy one of the national people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big national sports guy.
Yep.
And I hope we bother them so much.
You know who I would like to bother?
Who?
Gottlieb.
Oh, a one seed. His team's lost 13 straight games, by the way.
How is he doing a radio show while coaching?
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does a radio show still?
Yes. Every day. And coaches a basketball team.
Yeah. Wow. And they've lost 13 straight.
Yeah. I would love to annoy Gottlieb. Rome will be there at the same time. I like Rome, though.
Sure.
I don't want to annoy Rome.
Sure.
Zach Gelb will be there. He won't.
Oh, I would love to annoy him.
Yeah.
Because he annoys me with his sports minutes every day.
Yep. Who else?
Wright?
Nick Wright would love to annoy Nick Wright.
Dude, Nick Wright, I could see getting a little tight.
Yep.
about it.
So, few injuries coming out of yesterday. Ike, want to get your concern level for... I guess we don't really know anything. Saquon had the calf thing going on. The only... Yeah. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but every time an athlete has a calf issue, the first thing that goes to my head is Achilles. I start worrying about Achilles.
No.
Feel like it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen. We'll know in 2 weeks he's playing. I don't think it's anything that is going to slow him down. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing that makes me worried, and Spike, since you brought this up, again, it's a positive day. But, I mean, Howard in 2011 was dealing with an injury heading down the stretch run of that season. He was sitting in and out. And then
his Achilles went.
Yeah, and then in the last at bat, it went.
Yeah. Listen, Kevin Durant, listen, head cap.
Listen, we're not doing this. I know.
Listen, you two.
I know.
Right, sorry.
This is Spike's fault.
Yep. Sorry. I take it back. Can I talk about the other injury?
Yes, okay. Yes.
I take it back.
No, that's all good.
Back.
Yep.
There's the combo of Juergens and Dickerson.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to not have one of them, But to think about the prospect of not having either of them is pretty tough. I haven't seen anything on what specifically Dickerson's knee injury was. You know, they feel like guys that are going to play no matter what, and they have 2 weeks, but a back, and the guy couldn't walk yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I saw something where Adam Schefter said they could both play in the Super Bowl, is what I said. It was very... But these two injuries are huge.
Yeah.
Dickerson and Cam Jurgens.
Yeah, and backs can be tricky. The good thing is I'm sure neither will do anything this week. The Eagles will get most of their work done this week. You put in a game plan. Because once you get to New Orleans, there are distractions there. So you want to get a lot of stuff done this week. So you get the hard part done this week. Those guys won't practice this week. Saquon probably is not practicing this week. So they're going to get a full week of rest into next week, where I would imagine once you get to New Orleans, if they're still not practicing, then you can start worrying.
Right.
Yeah.
Because this week's going to be a week off.
Yeah.
And then
and you want them to take this week off. Yeah, you want them to pretty much not do anything this week.
And I know everyone says it's the least of their worries, and there's no way we can know, but Kenny Gainwell having the concussion. Like, Gainwell has been their two-minute back mm-hmm. Almost the entire season. Obviously, he is not the primary guy, but I think a loss of Gainwell, a vet,
it matters.
Trust,
hell yeah.
It matters.
Hell yeah.
You know?
I mean, I like Will Shipley, but I like to see him when it's a 40-point lead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if something unfortunately were to happen with Saquon, I want Kenny Gainwell in there as the guy that's running the ball.
Yeah. So worried about that as well. And we definitely won't get any update tomorrow. Maybe Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't know their schedule. Elliot probably does. He'll be able to tell us more tomorrow. But they probably are going back to practice Wednesday.
Yeah.
They get the work in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Because you said last week that this is the week that you install everything.
Yeah.
And then the next week out there is
Yeah, it's where, you tighten things up and do that sort of thing. But you get the work done this week. You get the majority of the work. Because they're traveling Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, they leave Sunday to go down. Right? Because Monday is the media day.
Media night.
Media night.
Which is somehow a huge event down there.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's
probably in the Smoothie King Arena.
Should we go to the media night and just sing Creed until somebody stops us?
I'm sure they will. Dude, the funniest part about when we did it in Arizona is they sold tickets to it. So people are
just
sitting in the stands. I don't know if you can hear them.
Yeah. The
NFL. Right, you can't even hear them, yeah.
The NFL is unbelievable.
The final check-in on Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad the Eagles are facing the Chiefs again in the Super Bowl, or do you want the Bills? 61.9% say they're glad it's the Chiefs. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Victory Monday?
What's up, feller? How we doing?
I'm finer than a frog hair split three ways. You know how happy I was yesterday, man? You can just imagine how happy I was last night when that game was over.
Sounds like you're as happy as a puppy with two Peters, and you didn't know what to do with either one of them.
Yep.
I'm as happy as a puppy with two Peters and a pocket full of blue chews and don't know what to do.
Oh, no.
There we go. I don't know if they're appropriate on dogs.
Yeah.
But
wouldn't recommend it.
But they can cure anything, from what I know.
I'm telling you, boys, that game, that was a beatdown of epic proportions. They beat them from pillar to post and made them they beat them like they was mad at them. And when I tell you that young Frankie Lupu is a dirty son of a gun, he's dirty, man. The way he was diving over that line, I mean, how dirty you got to be trying to spear somebody when you're diving over the line? He was dropping his head, man. And then that thing, I don't know, I've listened all day, but I ain't heard y'all talk about it. Have either of y'all heard about, if y'all keep this up, we just going to get in the point and say, hell with it. I mean, I was shocked when they done that. It's basically like, do it one more time, big boy. Do it one more time.
I never heard of the rule, but apparently it's been around.
Yeah.
Did you say Jackson's 1942?
Since 1942, apparently.
So I think generally what it's supposed to guard against, because the time I heard about it, maybe it was like, I feel like it was like a decade ago, was the idea of a guy has a breakaway, to score a touchdown. Yeah. Somebody on the sideline gets in the way and knocks him over.
I think, wasn't it Steelers-Bengals?
Which might have been.
Well, Mike Tomlin did that. No, yeah. Steelers-Ravens.
Steelers-Ravens.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin stepped on the field.
Who was that? Jacoby Jones or somebody kind of broke free. I just accidentally got my foot out there.
Yep.
But I've never heard that before with it being on the goal line like that. And
Justin, one more thing. I think I heard once about a team like putting too many guys on the field over and over again just to make the offense use time, because that's not a play they can call. That's not a penalty they call until the play happens. So if they call the play, if the defense is trying to drain time off the clock, then they can just keep putting too many men on the field, and it continues to drain time. Though I guess they could just deny the penalty, but it also drains time. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that actually happened this year in the Oregon-Ohio State game in the regular season. I know you don't care about college football, but the Oregon college did that. But anyway.
Children.
Everybody fussing about Josh Allen doing the push-push. That was a quarterback sneak, because ain't nobody behind Josh Allen pushing his push. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to sneak it and couldn't get it. So that is not a tush-push. To tush-push, you have to have somebody behind you pushing your tush.
The national discourse on the tush-push is back, by the way. It was leading multiple shows.
Well, people are hating it.
I tell you what, those that don't like it, I just tell them one thing. They can kiss me where the good Lord split me. I'll tell them that right now. So anyway,
I'll do that.
Today. It's been awesome listening all day long. Everybody's called in. It's been great. We just got one more to go, boys. One more victory Monday to go, and I can't wait. That's going to be the longest victory in the history of victory. But I'll get out here and let this go. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin.
Yeah, we hadn't talked very much about the multiple tush-push thing, which was one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen. The Commanders repeatedly jumping over the line of scrimmage with nothing to lose. And it made me think of this. Let me propose a rule change to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if a penalty happens on the 2-yard line and the defense has the penalty, it is half the distance. It's a 1-yard penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But if the offense false starts, it's a 5-yard penalty. Seems unfair to me. It seems like it should be half the distance either way. Does it seem unfair that the defense only penalized 1 yard in that, and a similar, like if they're offsides, it's only a one-yard penalty, but if we have a false start, it's a 5-yard penalty?
Yeah.
It seems unfair. Shouldn't they change that?
Well, the problem is they can't give you a penalty that puts you in the end zone.
Right. No, I understand why it is, but I just think it should be that way for the offense too. So if there's a penalty on the 2-yard line,
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm just saying it should be a 1-yard penalty if it's a false start. If it's going to be a 1-yard penalty if it's offsides.
I just like that Sean Hockley started talking to everyone like he was a teacher in class.
Yep. Yeah. If you guys don't stop this,
I'm going to turn this car around.
Yep. I'm simply going to tell that team they have a touchdown.
I wish they should have done it one more time to see if he'd actually do it.
I would have loved to.
I actually wanted to see him. I wanted to see it happen.
Yep.
I did. And I wonder who they would have awarded the touchdown to.
Oh, my God. If we lost.
It just would have been a team touchdown.
If we lost a parlay.
Somebody would have, right?
Yeah, it would have been a team touchdown.
It just would have been a team touchdown.
Imagine the odds on that.
In basketball, there's team rebounds, there's team turnovers.
Floorboards.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Mike in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to just share just how much the community effect really just hits home, and like the passion our fan base has. When things are really good, it's so easy to see. And you almost need to remind yourself, aren't so good, what this feels like. But I was just going to mention that being a passionate, loyal fan is something that is generational in this town. And I think that being a good fan is something that we pass down to our kids. And my firsthand story, I've been a season ticket holder since 2017, or 16 technically. So our Super Bowl run was my first year. But my dad's been a season ticket holder for 30 years, for my whole life. So, some of my best memories growing up are spending time with him down at tailgates when I was way too young to be exposed to what I was exposed to.
Yeah.
But our section, 235, shout out to 235, it's like a community in and of itself. It feels like our own little neighborhood. We know the beer guy. We know everybody in the concourse. And we take really good care of them. We look after each other. And the folks who sit right behind me, we never used to get along with them. And then our Super Bowl run, the dad was kind of at the head of the group. He kept falling into our seat during the Vikings game, the NFC Championship game. And it was like that epiphany moment where we all came together, and now I have a lifelong friendship with his son, you know? Mm. And he's an Eagles fan legend. Unfortunately, he passed away. Rest in peace to a legend, Jerry White. But it's just a firsthand example that I give to people that these were complete strangers to me 7 years ago. Now they're lifelong friends. We tailgate every week. He texts me before games and stuff like that. It's just one example of thousands out there that it's just what it's all about.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the idea of sports as community in Philadelphia, which is really what you're talking about, is unmatched anywhere else. And it is one place where, you know, it sounds cliche, and it is, but it's also true. As divided as everything feels sometimes, mm-hmm. Within our country sometimes, sports in Philadelphia is a bring-together moment. And it's a way of having a conversation with somebody that you don't know,
yep.
Even though I don't want to have sports conversations with Ed family gatherings anymore. But that sort of thing is special here, and I think you can build relationships from it, like you said. And that's completely, like, not even mentioning the parent-child thing and the sibling thing that you can, you know, Jack sitting with his two sons.
You saw that tweet yesterday.
Yeah, you filthy, thirsty liar. Yeah.
Well, I was watching. I agree with you, Mike. Now, Walker was barely paying attention and Sutton was asleep the whole time. But yeah. I experienced.
And you were drunk.
I was not drunk. I had a couple beers. There's a difference.
All right.
You'll see that in New Orleans.
Okay.
But these are memories you guys will never forget. And
yes.
I have so many of them with my dad, my mom, and my brother. And they sit, their season tickets are right over the aisle in the next section over. So the first hug I gave was to my family, right? And just the joy that it brings the whole town, and like you drove home the exact point I was going to make. Even the casual fans, every business call I was on today started with some mention of the Eagles, whether these people care about football or not. And I think about the comment you made about your wife hating the Chiefs. She hates football, but it's something that brings us together, right?
Yep.
Like even the biggest dorks I know who don't care about football, they're excited for people like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but those guys, you got to start quizzing them.
No.
Yeah,
you don't gatekeep.
Little bit of gatekeeping.
No.
I'm pro gatekeeping.
You are a gatekeeper.
The 22 Super Bowl, my wife also made bets. She downloaded an app.
Wow.
She got the bonus money or whatever.
Wow.
She did okay.
Did she use promo code Ike?
I don't know. I told her a couple of different promo codes,
nice.
So she could get as much free stuff as she could. Wait, I was going to ask you something, Jack. Were you going to say something about the kids?
I was going to joke. The very thirsty tweet yesterday.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Jack tweets that he's watching.
I just saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles game with his two sons,
and then
who couldn't care less. One was just born a month ago. Stop watching the football game, you liar.
So it was the last line that I knew was going to tweak you and Elliot and other people. This is what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I did that for you. I want you to know I tweeted that last line for you.
All I wanted to do was quote tweet it and go, this guy hates Jalen. And just
fair and balanced with Jalen.
I wanted to make sure that you got the disrespect you had coming.
Well, I want people to – here's what I need people to understand. And I want this message to be clear, as it's going to be a long 2 weeks for me. Is that I love the Eagles. I have questions about the quarterback. He was great yesterday. 215592.
Is that just how you're going to answer every?
And yes, I would take Josh Allen over him.
There we go. 215.
That's my official statement.
215-592-9494. Bill in Atlantic City. You're on WIP.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me get off the speaker here.
It could have been done earlier if Buzz talked to you. Yep.
Here I am.
All right.
Yep, you're good,
on.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Anyway, right. It's a great show.
I know.
And I just wanted to tell you, you know, it was funny, you were talking about Saquon and how great he is. And I thought to myself, if you remember, like Mike Tyson, back in the day, when every time he got into the ring, it's 15 seconds to knock the guy out, you know, the opponent.
Yep.
So it's almost like this is what he's like. You know, when he gets on the field, all he does is just run touchdowns. Yesterday I was working, and one of the guys said, "Oh, you got a touchdown already." And I said, "You got to be kidding me! You got a touchdown in the first play." because I couldn't watch the game, you know. But sure enough, that's the way it was. And anyway, I just wanted to say, whoever is about this thing with Jalen, I'm not a great Jalen fan, but he did do a great job this year. He's a great athlete.
Well, yesterday.
But, you know, it's funny, if you look back on, like, Dan Marino and all these other great quarterbacks, the body of work that they have, that's, I think, how you have to look at the quarterback. You know, the whole entire time when they're playing, Jalen, for some reason, always scares me. I don't know what it is, although yesterday he had a great game. And, we're going to go and we're going to win. That's all I wanted to say.
I agree.
All right, brother.
Going to the Super Bowl, and we're going to win it.
20 years after the 04 one.
Man.
There's a lot of fun little symmetry things with this. So both Saquon and Cooper DeJean's birthday is February 9th.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy here that told me all this stuff.
So, and then 26 and 33 is 59. Super Bowl 59. That's their numbers. I mean, it's...
We can add whole numbers around here.
Yeah. Spike's tearing up over there.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful that's why I'm here, Spike.
Before we get to the text line, I feel like this guy has a good – I need to hear this question from Chris. Chris for Ike. Chris and Manahawkin, you're on WIP.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. My question for Ike. Say on the opening drive, our defense knocks Mahomes out of the game.
Oh.
What is the president of the LTBB rooting for?
The Eagles.
I know you love your Bronco.
Listen, what do you want me to tell you? You ask me who I'm rooting for. I'll never root against the Eagles, ever. I don't care who's on the other side. I'll never root against the Eagles.
Chris, ask Jack that question. Chris, ask Jack that question.
You
don't ask Jack. Yes.
Yeah. I believe the fifth. I hope the Eagles win and Carson plays well.
Yeah, you don't ask Jack. Yeah.
And by the way, when the offense has the ball and they're on their own 5-yard line, if they commit a false start, they do get docked half the distance.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, you understand what I was saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I understand that, but I'm saying I believe that the penalties. I also don't like holding is 10 yards. Holding,
oh, God. Come on, man.
Should be 5 yards from the spot of the foul. My opinion.
Anything else you want to change with the game?
Yeah, what? No, you're Mr. Rules guy. Mr. Rule guy.
I got a lot of thoughts.
Hey, Spike, can I get an official comment on the Sixers not congratulating the Eagles yesterday for the win? But
they
every other team did in the city.
They didn't?
No.
Online, there was no congratulations?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's the thing. Just,
nor was there any good luck today.
Dude, that's disgraceful.
Well.
Hold on.
Just another day.
Hold on. Before we go to text line, I have to make sure this hasn't been remedied.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to rip them, and then I was wrong. Hold on.
No, it's been a thing.
Oh, no, that. It was a topic, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, on social media. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, so I'm looking at the Sixers Twitter feed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing there. Wow.
They were instructed.
That is.
Not to tweet that out.
Unbelievable.
Yesterday.
Yep.
Well,
that is disgraceful.
I mean, their owner's the owner.
No, I was going to say the owner is the owner of
Who
the other
cares?
Team.
Who cares?
He cares.
Well, he does.
Screw him.
Well,
you want to own two teams in two different cities, this is how it is.
Listen, when the Sixers and the Celtics are playing in the Eastern Conference Finals, you think Jeffrey Lurie is going to wish the Sixers luck?
Let me tell you, if the Sixers and Celtics are playing in the Eastern Conference Finals in my lifetime, we'll cross that bridge.
I'm just saying. Do you expect him to wish them
yes.
luck? Well, we got a first-class owner.
Yeah,
so,
that's
yeah,
exactly
he
right.
He might do it.
Yeah. He's a Philly guy.
Yeah. All right. The text line.
But he would do it not really wanting.
I
don't care if he wants to do it. He should do it.
Well, I actually didn't have a problem with it.
Oh, my God.
The guy owns the Commanders.
I don't care.
Well, he could have. You know what? He could have tweeted, congratulations. But I didn't expect to see a good luck today.
There should be a congratulations.
Yeah, I can understand the congratulations at the
end
of
the game. And
there
should be a good luck in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
You know, maybe not good luck against his team.
Right.
I could maybe let that one
right.
pass. Do you see Yabusele was at the game?
Yeah. I did.
He loved it. Didn't understand what was
going
on with the
Didn't understand what the hell was going on about anything.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Battle in the studio.
our guy Battle is a Bills
Damn,
fan.
Damn, man.
Poor guy.
Actually, I thought it was going to be Eagles-Buffalo.
Dude, when they made it 29-29 and they held him to a field goal,
I thought that was it.
Here's the Josh Allen moment.
Yep.
You know how broken Battle is? I saw him today. He didn't even seem that upset.
Yep.
He's just, he expects it.
I told him to eat bleep. He laughed.
Yeah. Well, when you have to play Mahomes in the championship game, they got to find a way to go 16-1 and get the game in Buffalo.
Did you see Mahomes did a whole thing about how bad he feels for Josh Allen?
Oh, no.
Like he beats him every time.
That's the last thing I want to hear if I'm Josh Allen.
Yep. Thanks, Pat. Yeah, appreciate it.
Patting him on the head. What's next?
Exactly.
Nick Sirianni is now 8-0 in NFC championships. Ike in the first segment.
I said 3-0.
You were anticipating next year.
No, I really did have that Vikings game in my head as if that was Nick.
Yep. Nick, Doug, what's the difference?
I actually did. That one's on me, Donovan Chesman.
I think if he went to two Super Bowls already, he'd be in a different conversation than we'd had at the beginning of the season about Nick. You know what I mean?
Yes.
What's next?
Rios at the hospital pumping up parents of newborns.
What do you do to the baby right before bed?
Parents, swaddle. Rios,
what do you do?
Parents,
swaddle.
Alex in Lancaster.
Swaddle. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a moment today.
Yep. I wonder if Buzz did dump when I said dump.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a fear dump, yep. Buzz. Just like you took on Six Flags.
Well, yeah, but that one. Oh, God. What's next?
Sure seems like a good time for a nice drive down Broad Street. Paul George yesterday.
What was he doing?
Yeah, where was he going?
I don't know, man.
I was thinking, well, maybe they just got home from Chicago, but that doesn't make any sense because they would have flown home the night before.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
Did he not?
Dude, look out your window.
Well, yeah, dude, are you not looking out the window? Where are you living? Yeah. He had to be trying to get back home, right?
Yeah, I assume he lives.
Probably stays downtown somewhere.
Yes, I assume he lives downtown.
High rise.
Yep. Most of those guys live right around City Hall. Sure. Yeah.
They make enough.
What's next?
Big shout out to the Eagles for beating the Commanders and giving us the greatest gift we could ask for. Two more weeks of no Mad Mike. The Delaware Valley.
It's a good point.
Yeah. What's he going to say now? Now he seems beaten down. Him and
Big
Stewardess Jim.
Yeah. Oh, boy. How do you think he spent?
Brunch.
He has to go to New Orleans Sunday.
He does.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What's next?
Spike today. I couldn't be happier about yesterday's game. Unbelievable. Spike on Friday. Guys, I'm terrified about the Pro Bowl on Sunday. Mark in Montco.
You know why I'm not going to be scared about the Pro Bowl? No Eagles in it. So I don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
So no worries at all.
It's good.
All right, Brandon.
So that's a good point.
Yep. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6, live from Chickies and Pete's, and then the Players Lounge with Ike, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Cooper DeGene. Remember, you can listen on WIP. Also, watch it on YouTube or stop down here at Chickies. And this show, the afternoon show, we will talk to you tomorrow. We just had the coldest week of the winter. And you know it'll probably happen again. And you know you're going to have to worry about when it gets that cold. Your HVAC, your heating bills, they go way up because you haven't replaced your old drafty windows, which lets the cold air in, which means that you have to spend more on energy. Just take care of it. Take care of it already. Guida's big winter sales event makes it easier for you because it makes it cheaper. 40% off. That's huge. 40% off every window you buy, and you're going to get free high-performance low-E glass. 40% off any door, an insulated entry door, a patio door, a garage door, a storm door, whatever door. And pockets a little light from the holidays, it's okay, because you can start the huge project, if it is huge, with no money down, interest-free up to a year. Limited time through January, the big winter sales event. So do it now. So write this number down and remember it. It's easy to remember. 877-GO-GUIDA. When you call, you can get the details on all this. And then at the end, you can schedule a free in-home estimate. I assume you could do it in the middle of the call as well. Or just go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.